Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak. Dramatized in 6 episodes by Jonathan Myerson. Episode 5.
You're just gonna lie there watching?
I'll bandage you up. I'll cut the bullets out. I won't break the Red Cross Convention.
Almost 2 years with the Irregulars. Partisans fighting for the Reds, but in their own way. Part of the Red Army, but without uniforms. Sometimes in the front line, sometimes ahead of it.
You reckon these Tsar-loving arseholes will think twice if they overrun us?
I don't even know how to fire a gun.
No one guards you. The forest is the only cage around you. The forest is 100 miles thick in all directions. Even so, you've tried escape, and each time, they bring you back.
All you nuts can shoot! That arsehole's got an extra arsehole.
If the whites press you hard, you melt back into the forest, strike camp, keep fighting. If they retreat, you move forward into their villages, recruit, and move on into the next forest.
Well, Doctor, we've got wounded here.
Stretcher bearers, here!
Is he still...
No, he's gone.
Is this a... His wife might want this.
Picture?
Bit of paper. Just something religious.
90th Psalm. Saw that all the time during the German war.
Fear not the arrow of flying fight. Is that...
The words get changed. They copy it out as best they can. They reckon it protects them.
He were wrong.
He died believing it would. That's what matters.
Doctor! This one. Come on.
You open the boy's coat. He's not even 15.
The whites are emptying the schools now.
And falling out of his shirt on a chain, a crucifix, and a tin locket dented as though someone's driven a nail into it. Inside, a curled piece of paper.
Fear not the arrow. All these prayers.
He's still alive.
The locket. Look, dented. Must have been
and the bullet seems to have... You're saying that...
Oh, that religious thing saved him anyway.
No, please don't. Please don't kill me, please. I beg you.
We're doctors. It's all right.
The others, they'll use their knives as soon as...
But please, I promise. I'm an only child, sir. My mother needs me back for the harvest. Don't let me. Please.
You're not fit to. They cut you down before you got to the other side of the forest.
Get that other man's uniform.
What?
We'll pass you off as one of ours. Till you're fit, then you can go.
I'm not making no promises.
If you want to go back, go on fighting for them. It's up to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
We don't treat their wounded.
He's a boy.
I heard what he said.
He was just trying to protect his...
I've got wounded men over there, my fighters. Get on with your job.
I was doing my job.
I was doing mine, comrade doctor.
Ibiri taunts you. Mykolitsyn's eldest son. He must know what's happened at Varikino since you were taken, but refuses to tell you.
Can't you give him something for the pain?
We seized 15 grams of cocaine from that train. I used 3 on the wounded that day. Since then, 10 grams have gone missing.
Are you accusing me?
If you want to help these men, leave the cocaine alone.
Maybe I won't be so generous the next time you try to escape.
And you put them on trial for brewing a bit of moonshine.
We'll have to shoot them. There's no way I can allow this sort of indiscipline.
Is this what the October Revolution was for?
You're a funny one, Doc. You're all intelligent, know all the theories, even write a bit, I've heard, but you
Angela,
still refuse
get this man onto
to
a stretcher.
To refuse to read my discussion notes about reshaping the life of the common soldier.
I'm just too stupid. All right, can't be helped. Pity me, comrade, commander.
So much false modesty. So much sarcasm.
So many great discussion groups, but what have we had so far? An ocean of blood. 2 years I've watched you fight and kill and burn and destroy, and God help me, but when I hear people talking about reshaping life, I want to slit my own throat.
Well, you were happy with the way it
you
was.
You want to reshape life? What do you know about life? Life... Isn't just some slab of clay for you to stick your fingers into. Life is about finding for yourself. Discovering what you think. Not about being told what to think.
Right! Let's get the wounded on the cart. Back to camp. Igor, have we got all their rifles?
And 2 Maxim belts.
Good work.
I swear, one day I'm going to kill that man. Tonya, where are you? Do we have a son or a daughter? Did the birth go all right? And Sasha, he's almost
5. And Alexandra Alexandrovich. And Lara. I won't say your name again.
The front moves east, and soon you're hemmed in on all sides by the whites, forced to make camp in the dark center of the Siberian forest. You are alone.
Oh. What do you think then, Doc?
This is... what, firewood?
It's a canopy to cover the tent.
Pamphil. He's been fighting here, there, somewhere, since the 1914 mobilization. That's 8 years in the front line. Everyone likes him.
There won't be room for the whole family inside. Rain drips through anyways.
Now they're worried about him.
I really wouldn't bank on the civilians being allowed inside the fortifications.
Well, why else have they been allowed to come to the camp?
Pamphil, the women and children might be asked to make camp outside, in the forest somewhere.
Comrade Pamphil.
You'll be able to visit them any time you want.
Why do you want to come over here? Getting me thinking like that.
You've been asked to have a word. Keep an eye on him.
I know they're talking. About me. I'm just having a bit of trouble sleeping.
You're looking very thin.
A large man, night black hair, lumpy forehead, total stare.
Maybe a haircut would be a good idea, before your family arrives.
Your wife coming?
Won't even tell me if she's alive.
They're never getting here anyways.
Liberi told me. The families are less than 3 weeks away.
Except the whites have brought up the 2 Stavropolsky regiments. I'm a soldier, Doctor.
I know what that means.
We're secure here.
What do you know? Can't even shoot.
The families will get here fine.
Hang on. The whites overrun us. Crush us. Capture them. Get their hands on my wife. Do things to her because of everything I've done. But she'll do things to them as well. One's a girl.
I don't understand you, Pamphil. For months, years, you haven't known where they were. Alive or dead, haven't worried. Now they're almost here and you're convinced.
I've seen bodies. I know what these bastards can do. You don't just die. I've done it myself. To them. Their women.
I can't believe
I've killed so many. Your kind especially. Officers, nobs. Bourges. Lost count. But there's one, you know. There's one's been keeping me awake. Did him. For a laugh. Just like that.
We're in the heat of battle, you can never...
Oh, it wasn't a battle. That's it, I mean, that's the whole... It was back in the Kerensky days. Before Glorious October. We was refusing to do what the officers said. They said it was a mutiny. We said... I don't even know rightly where we was. Near a station, that's all. They sent this young bloke to speechify us into going back into the line, scrawny like a chicken. It was a railway station. He got up on this barrel, a water barrel, like he was some boss talking down to us. Well, suddenly, the lid of this barrel, it flips, and he falls in the water. Oh, I laughed. Everyone laughed. One leg in, one leg out. Oh, best laugh we had for weeks. Yeah. And I lifted my rifle and shot him. Don't even remember loading up. And now I see him every night. And he won't let me sleep. It's not my fault. I thought it was funny. Now he's there. Soon as I close my eyes.
His name was Ginz.
I don't care what his sodding name is. Why don't you sod off so I can get some sodding sleep?
And the cage is driving everyone to the edge, a desperate fury behind their eyes.
Comrade Doctor.
Zakhar?
I wondered if we could have a word.
Well, I suppose I'd rather you came to the dugout at the specified
it's
time.
It's not medical.
Not in the normal way.
Then I...
You want to get out of here, don't you?
Terence, you know I've tried to escape twice.
There's only one way out for any of us. We've got to earn our way out with the Whites.
The bear is never going to let us go. And the...
Why are you telling me this?
We reckon you might want him.
What are you...
They want him, and they want him alive.
Liberi?
Galulin's forces are penning us in. They're gone over on the camp. We're better off with the other gang anyway.
How do you intend to capture him and get him through the sentries?
I'm part of his bodyguard, aren't I?
And we thought maybe a bit of medication from you, Doc, might help.
Quiet him down at a crucial moment.
He deserves everything he's got coming to him, Doc.
But alive? They'll... Is there no other way?
We can all stop fighting. You got a wife waiting. I've got a mother and an aunt.
How soon? Can I think about it?
Can't wait long, right?
How many times have you wished yourself free? How many times could he have told you what he must know about Varricano?
Liberi, you awake? Liberi.
I'm awake.
I should tell you something, something I just heard, something serious.
It was about the plot to turn me over to the Whites. I know all about it.
What?
Silverblue works for me.
He's the ringleader.
Finding out who's loyal, who isn't. Well done, comrade, you passed the test.
You disgust me.
We're reshaping the world, Doctor.
You're bleeding it dry. Oh, that's proper.
You walk out into the air. And before the snows fall, the families arrive just before the Whites seal the trap. Seal you inside the forest.
All right, Pamphile?
Suddenly, the camp hosts women, children, goats, dogs, a herd of cattle.
Comrade Doctor! There we are. Svieta, stand up for the doctor.
No, please.
My eldest is off with the wife. Mushrooms.
They all been picked?
My wife. She's like an old sow. She sifts them out where the others have missed them.
And you've got the shelter looking good.
Watertight. As long as it doesn't rain.
What's that you've got there? A little bear?
My daddy carved it for me with his axe.
His axe? But this is tiny.
No. Look. This is how you do it, Doc. All the blade. Just like this. Use a corner. And just scrape it down. Go with the grain.
That's beautiful.
It keeps me busy.
So everything all right? The sleeping?
Oh, been good. That Ginz block has gone.
That's excellent.
You heard what they say. With all the attacks and everything. Apparently the families is bad for discipline, bad for morale, they're saying. He's sending the families away again. Winter quarters, miles from the camp. In Dvori or somewhere.
If they march the families out, it'll open up a path for the Whites to come in.
And why's they talking?
Because there isn't much else to do. The camp's encircled. We can't risk moving anyone.
But they've got to stop talking about it.
All right, Pamphile.
It gets me going. I just got rid of Ginz, and now that... Don't they know what the Whites do?
All right. I'll speak to Comrade Liberi.
I won't let him send my children anywhere.
All right. Go back to your carving.
Well, I'm trying.
All right?
No, I'm doing it.
The Whites are pressing on all sides. Only winter and the thickness of the Siberian forest is saving you. Even though there is constant fighting, you watch Liberi arrest everyone who fails his loyalty test. 16 men are roped and herded to the edge of a ravine.
Come on, Doctor. You are required.
I intend to have no part of this.
14 conspirators and 2 men accused of distilling their own vodka. And the firing squad of the most loyal, led by Sivu Bluey himself.
We need you to confirm the deaths.
This is a mockery, comrade. They're boys, desperate to get home.
They have been found guilty by the Revolutionary Tribunal. The conspiracy turned out to be much wider than a few malcontents. The sentence of the tribunal was unanimous.
How you have the nerve to stand there?
They intended to put Zakhar in command and surrender the unit to the whites.
Zakhar has fought for the revolution since 1905.
He's an anarchist. He makes no secret of it.
I'm giving you an order, Doctor.
Form up!
They close into a semicircle round the condemned, rifles up, driving them towards the ravine. After questioning, after days in the pit, there's little that's human in the prisoners' faces. Spiny, cadaverous, living ghosts.
Comrade Dr. Gemter, forgive me, sir.
I can't do anything.
I won't never do it again. I want to live just a bit longer, just a month. All right, I'll do everything, attack anything. Can't you get him?
Liberi, this one, Terenti, he's just a boy. I can vouch for his family. He doesn't know what he's
too late for that now, boy. You sell me to the whites, would you?
Let me just see my mother one more.
Quiet now. Quiet.
Your arms.
They won't listen. Only history will tell the truth now.
Take it.
Please, Doctor, sir. Let me see my mother one more time.
We die for the real revolution. The revolution of the spirit. Bring on the fire.
See to them, Lieutenant. Declare them now, Doctor. The shooting party will remove the bodies on your command.
You walk away. You've seen enough. The cows that came with the families are as exhausted as their owners. Now they are overcrowded, rubbing together, crazed. They rear and mount each other, full udders, but bellowing like bulls. Only Kubarika can quiet them. Kubarika, the cattle healer.
Hello, comrade rival.
Doctor, come to learn, have you?
Any news from my wife?
I summoned her. She said everything is first rate.
How I wish I could believe you.
A soldier's wife, and maybe also a witch. Wears a cocked hat, a Scots Fusilier's greatcoat, and a superior expression. Singing a song to a cow while everyone watches. It's Pamphile's cow, brought by Pamphile's wife.
She's just not given any milk, but she was fine yesterday, and then...
There! On her udder, that scab. I'll give you some oil to rub on that, and we'll give her a good whispering.
And it's my husband.
Can easily lure him back. Won't ever stray again.
It's not that. That would be easy. It's the opposite. He holds us, clings to us all night, whenever he can during the day.
What's and... the third trouble?
No, only two. The cow and my husband.
So, blessed. Only two. God is merciful to you. Only two. So, what will you give me for doing the cow?
What will you take?
A loaf of bread and your bloke.
I don't understand.
All right, if that's too much, I'll do without the bread.
But I...
Name? Cow, not the husband.
Beauty.
Same as half the herd, but who cares? Here goes. Auntie Magesta, come. You're my sister. Come Wednesday. Take away the blister. Take the scab. Ringworm, go. Leave the udder. Beauty, stand still. Always stand still as a cliff. Never upset the pail. Let the milk run. Terror, terror, show, show. Take the scurvy and go.
Is that it? What about...
Agatha. Agatha, you don't have to know everything. Look over there. Not there, there. You think that's just tangled twigs? The water spirit wove that for her daughter. And there. You think that's just a red flag? It's the purple veil of the Death Woman. She uses it to entice young men. And on they come to be slaughtered. And you thought it said, come to me, poor proletarians of the world. The old sorcerers used to manifest. In this maiden there is wheat, in that one honey, in that one fur.
You know these are the opening words of the Novgorod Chronicle, but you still see a sword.
Opening Lara's shoulder like a key, unlocking the openness of her soul, revealing the secrets. Memories of towns, rooms, fields, unrolling like a yarn, a tangle of ribbons spilling out.
how you love her.
But what makes her so lovely?
All these memories, all these qualities.
The single, simple, swift line the Creator drew round her, and inside this she was handed over.
Like a child wound tightly in a sheet after a bath.
Handed over to me, into the safe keeping of my soul.
And here you are, inside the Siberian forest with the irregulars, surrounded by white armies, doomed to share their fate.
Where is she? Where is she?
They've broken through! Get them up!
Get it loaded. Where are the mortars?
Take up positions.
Hold your fire! On my command! No one fire!
Somehow, he has crawled into the camp.
Help me! Help me, boys!
Doctor! Doctor, quick!
For God's sake, someone, quick!
His right arm has been hacked off. His left leg has been mutilated.
How did he get this far? Angela, get me bandage, as much gauze as we can spare.
Is it worth it?
Tied to his back, the mangled foot, the severed hand, and a school blackboard with a message.
You red bastards, you're going to rot. After what you did to the people of Pazinsk, you're...
That wasn't us!
It's the Omsk volunteers, they're bastards!
You're all going to die. Unless you surrender by the first of the month.
And get shot at their convenience.
They've broken through.
Don't try to talk.
We've got patrols out. In strength, we can hold them.
They've found a gap. They're going to surprise you.
They brought him through.
What did you... Why did he do this to you? He thought I was a spy. I was... How could I tell him? I was one of his. Just a deserter. Running from him to you.
Well, don't make him talk. It's bad for him.
What else am I going to do?
Hold your strength.
You don't know what it's like out there. The whole town is bleeding. They boil people alive. Cut strips off them like they're chicken. They grab you and push you into this place. Completely black. A cage. Inside a railway carriage. 50 of you in there. 100. And then they open the door. Grab the nearest. If you're lucky, they hang you. Most likely beat you with barbed wire. Put acid on the wounds. The women. What they do to the women is...
Can we arrange a burial party?
I'll do it.
Pamphile, you sure?
I said I'd do it.
I'll help you.
Pamphile won't let you help. He digs the grave alone.
It doesn't need to be that big, Pamphile.
You heard what he said.
These things get exaggerated.
The Berry says we're pushing them back on all sides. They say the White Army is almost broken up. Look at this, man. Proof. They're liars. We're done for.
We're within weeks of complete victory.
We didn't do that to Pazinsk. We would have if we could have.
The camp is secure.
If they take my wife, my children, a man doesn't let no one do that to his family.
I'll go and see if Angela's prepared the body.
You do that! I want it deeper.
Except the grave isn't for the man.
No, no, Pamphile!
No! No, please! What have I done? No! Father, father!
Sorry, son, you put me in heaven. I can't let you. You've got to...
Where is he now?
Walking round the camp.
Why doesn't he end it?
He won't harm anyone else.
I must assemble the War Revolutionary Tribunal. If they don't string him up first.
No one touches him. He is unclean. and before the committee assembles, he vanishes.
Running from himself like a rabid dog.
The smell of blood is in your throat, in your nose. It chokes you, sickens you. As night falls, you walk past the first ring of sentries until you reach the clearing with the rowan tree.
Halt, or I'll shoot!
It's me, the doctor. Zhivago.
Didn't recognise you. No offence.
Password is Red Siberia. Reply is Death to the Interventionists.
Where do you want to be going this time of night?
Couldn't sleep. Thirsty. Thought I'd just walk it off. Then I saw the rowan. Thought I'd pick a few berries.
Aren't we the gent? Nobody goes picking rowan berries in the middle of winter.
Oh, I thought
3 years we've been smashing the nonsense out of you Borgies and you haven't changed one bit.
You buried skis, a tin of biscuits, other supplies, under the rowan tree, if the chance ever came.
It's come.
The tree offers you two outstretched boughs.
Her powerful white arms.
You seize the branches and the tree answers by showering you with snow.
I'll find you, Lara. My love. My rowan. My flesh. My heart. I'll find you. I'm coming to find you.
Winter comes with grinding frosts. You walk along the railway lines. No trains are moving. Typhus runs up and down the tracks, taking whole villages if it wants. You avoid your fellow man. He fears you as much as you fear him, and he'll kill you just to stop you killing him. Or he'll kill you and use you for food. You see shadows skimming along the ditch, shapes crossing the tracks ahead. But you step round each other, eyes fixed, allow each other to pass, happy to remain strangers. Only once.
Doctor. Yes. Thought so. Sorrenti. Terenti. From the Forest Brotherhood. Weren't you? They shot me. For wanting to get away. That's right. I don't. Bullet just grazed, played dead, crawled away after. I can't believe. On my way back to Krestovoz de Vyshensky. You wanna come? I need to get back to Yuryatin. Good luck then, Doc. You too.
Inside the villages, the people stay in their houses, afraid of disease, of violence. But the walls are still pasted with instructions.
Revolutionary committee declares the district of Slavgorod has ample food supplies. The harvest,
was good.
Good.
And therefore the revolutionary committee is aware that the bourgeoisie are hoarding food supplies with the aim of disorganizing national distribution. Any kulak found hoarding food will be shot.
In the next village...
Any individual proving birth outside the exploiting class are admitted to membership of the food communes. Permits are obtainable from the food office. Yuryatin Soviet 5 Ulitsa Okhchabrskaya, formerly Ulitsa Gubernatorskaya, room 137.
And more walking... Another village.
News of the famine reveals widespread profiteering. There will be mass searches in Krepos district, and terror will be applied with all severity. Only this way will the people be delivered from famine. By order of the Yuryatin Revolutionary Military Committee, 6 Ulitsa Okhchabrskaya, formerly Ulitsa Gubernatorskaya, room 63.
You've bartered your fur coat for biscuits, your skis for a short-sleeved jacket. Your bristly reddish beard is greying, you're grimy with dirt, you can barely walk. You've got a crust of bread and a piece of pork fat in your pocket, but you're walking into Yuryatin.
Has she gone?
The windows are black. The street empty. You climb the stairs. The ironwork, still loyal, and on Lara's door a padlock, a hasp screwed roughly into the oak panels, blocked. You stumble back down to that crack in the masonry.
Go. Get it.
And there is the key. And inside the apartment, not much has changed. At the sound of the key in the lock, the rats flop off the shelves and scatter. Much less furniture, the whitewash gone. A pan of potatoes on the stove, ready to boil.
Laura Lucia. Where is she?
These are the days of sudden disappearances. You leave home, quite usually, supper prepared, and never return, your body in a pit.
Where's Katie?
Already a war orphan, scavenging the streets, selling all she has.
We will be reunited. Everything will be reconciled. I'll find all the right words for all those poems. I'll achieve everything I ever hoped.
You should notice this is the onset of the fever. You're not better, you're worse. Moscow.
An apartment. A glass door.
And Sasha on the other side.
Daddy, let me go!
I can't! I have to hold it shut! Sasha, can you hear me? I have to hold it shut or we'll...
Daddy, it's too much! Daddy,
it's just a burst pipe! It'll stop soon. It happens all the time.
It isn't.
He's right. Look, it's a waterfall. A mountain gorge.
I'm scared, Daddy.
I can't. It wouldn't be right. Please, don't pull the door. Sasha!
Daddy!
I can't.
Daddy!
It wouldn't be right. This woman, she isn't your mother. She could come in here at any moment. She could. Through that door.
Daddy, the water, Daddy,
is too much. I'll do anything I can to save you. I will. Sasha, please. Just wait. I can't do this to her. She could walk in here.
Find my family. I need to get to Varikino.
Shh. They're in Moscow, Yuri. They're all right.
I need to keep walking. I mustn't sleep. I mustn't. My beard. Lara.
I did that.
Lara.
Yes.
Where am I? Is that really you?
Of course it is.
I'm... Where am I? You...
It was typhus, Yuri. But you're past the crisis.
Lara... Lara, it's you.
Of course it is.
Hold me. Lara, hold me. Hold me.
We're going to get you strong again. I'm going to.
I need to.
Oh, no, you're not doing anything. You're going to lie there. No gardening, no doctoring, no writing, no thinking. Until you're better.
I'd like that.
More soup?
You thought you were abandoned, cast off into hell. And now you're back. Heaven leaning over your bed. Her pure white beauty. Her life-giving breath. And the words she utters.
Tell me. Please. Are they alive?
They've gone to Moscow, didn't you know? I'm sorry, I thought... I don't know why, I just...
The baby... was...
It's a girl. Masha. Yeah. She's so lovely. I got to know Tonya during her confinement.
But did she...
Why talk about that? It's not important. Come on, another spoonful of soup.
There's something you're not telling me. But I won't. What's my daughter called?
Masha.
My mother.
And then your father-in-law was called back to Moscow?
The Cheka?
No, the university. You can't argue. Something to do with the famine. They want him to work for them.
I need to go to Moscow. I need to...
Of course you must. But there are no trains.
I could walk.
You're so weak, darling. You perish. We need to get you strong. You need to get a job. Work as a doctor. They'll want that. They'll give you a place in the hospital or the health board.
I can't just...
What choice do we have? What else can we do?
I love you so much, Lara.
I love you, Yuri. I've waited so long.
Yuri. Darling Yuri. I know this letter will find you somewhere. And all the other letters. And even if you never get any of them, I'll still write. I refuse to believe you're dead. Your baby daughter's asleep next to me here on the bed. Sasha is big, strong, not especially handsome. We tried to talk to him about you, but whenever someone mentions you, he freezes. He works so hard not to cry. If only you knew how much I love you. Everything which makes you unusual. Difficult, intelligent, talented, completely lacking in self-discipline. I know you better than anyone in the world, and I love every part of you. And I met Larissa Fyodorovna at the library when I first went to search for you. She helped me so much with the last weeks of pregnancy. She's a really good person. Not like me at all.
They're idiots. I can't work in that place. Bolshevik medicine, God save us.
Your father was a millionaire. Your wife is the granddaughter of the local miner.
No, none of that's my fault.
You're a deserter from the irregular forces. You have to keep this job. It's too dangerous for you to be unemployed.
Let them do what they want.
And I'm already in huge danger.
Won't Strelnikov protect you?
I should have told you.
What?
The civil war's as good as over. The whites are done for. Pasha has fled before they got to him. They're hunting him down. Eastern Siberia, they'll do whatever it takes.
I'm sorry, we should have talked about this.
I didn't want to.
You still love him very much, don't you?
I married him, Yuri. He's a good, decent man. It's my fault our marriage didn't work.
I can't believe
he's so exceptional, has so much integrity, and I'm nothing, worthless.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Compared to your Tonya.
Stop calling her that. You're Tonya. She's a woman. She's a person. She exists in spite of me, whether... So does Pasha.
He's a hunted animal. Everything he's got, everything he can offer the world, it'll be obliterated. That's utterly terrible.
You'd take him back. Right now, wouldn't you?
I saw him once. When he was here. Just once. He was getting into his car. He was the same, but not the same as something about his face. It was colourless. He wasn't him. He was an idea made flesh. flesh made into an idea. He'd handed himself over to something great, wonderful, but also pitiless and deadening. He was marked and he knew it.
But you'd take him back.
Why do you keep asking that?
Because you don't answer.
All right. All right. If Strelnikov became Pasha again, if I could see the windows of our house, candlelight shining on Pasha's books, even if it were a million miles away, I'd crawl to it on my hands and knees.
You'd sacrifice me?
Even our love, our precious love, which makes me so happy, which makes me feel so natural, so easy, I'd give all that up if... Of course I wouldn't, I didn't mean it. Forgive me, Lenore. Oh, God.
We can't turn back time. We can't go back there.
This sodding revolution is terrible, bloody, awful chaos. Everything's got to be reorganized, everything's got to be overturned, everything has to be swept away, crumbled to dust, what's left? A naked, trembling, human soul. Stripped, ragged. What's left? Just the bare force of the human self, and nothing's changed because he's always been cold and always been shivering and always reaching out to his neighbour because she's cold and shivering as well.
We're the first people on Earth. Lara, it's the beginning of the world and we're stripped and homeless and starting.
No, it's worse than that. We're the memory of all the greatness. Everything wonderful that's been in the world. Between then and now. That's why we cling together and weep. It's the memory of all that vanished glory. And I can't stand it.
It was me. I sent my family away, down different tracks. Everyone close to me, they've scattered, days since. And now, that lifetime loneliness floods my heart, swamps nature. And now it's us, just us, alone with our sadness, the logs staring us down, wall eyes. We made no promises, we'd kick no traces, we'll face the hangman. Honest now, devout. We'll sit down, gone midnight, get up at 3. Me with a book, you with needlework. And come sunrise, we'll have missed the moment we stopped kissing. And it's you. You're the leaves, you tumble, full and luxuriant, careless, slipshod. You fill yesterday's cup of bitterness with today's longings. Fill it fuller. You let drop the dress from your shoulders. Like a birch grove shedding down its leaves, in your silk-corded gown you slide into my arms. You are the blessing that protects my fatal road. When living comes more sickening than death. And if the germ of beauty is boldness, our courage will draw us still closer.
Why do we have to be doomed?
We shame them. Our love
shames them for their forced enthusiasm, their dull conscientiousness.
It's easy to mistake all that for something good.
I did. Once. Just once, I was excited by the unhesitating simplicity of it. And now it seems I'm going to pay for that one moment of faith for the rest of my life.
You and Pasha.
I wouldn't have thought he ever stopped
the
believing.
The force of glittering rhetoric. That's what invaded our home. Instead of being natural with each other, spontaneous, we started being sanctimonious, puffed up. Suddenly we had to be oh so clever about big things.
It was all false. He must have realised.
He didn't. That was the tragedy. He thought it was something between us. He decided he ought to go off to war. He picked a fight with history. That's why he's so reckless. He's still trying to get even with it.
But you told him about Komarovsky? You're blushing.
It's so strange to hear you say it. That man's name. The man who broke something in my whole life.
You're free of him. If the revolution did anything...
It didn't change. Oh. I married a man who was genuinely great, really remarkable, who loved me so much, and still my marriage was shattered. Because of him. I lost Pasha the moment I told him about that man.
You love Pasha so much, so purely. I won't stand in your way.
Yuri.
At cockcrow, you set off. You walk down Bolshaya Kupecheska, past the Gigant Cinema, as far as the printing house, now known as the Red Compositor. Cross the square with the door marked Complaints, into Ulitsa Boyanovka, past the house belonging to Gorogliadov's widow, and in through the back door of the hospital's army section, outpatients department. This is one of your three jobs.
Spargo! Ah, just looking for you. They're asking for you up in dermatology.
Me?
Want your expertise, second opinion, tricky diagnosis.
Oh, I'll see what I can do.
Then go straight up. Patient something in the local Soviet.
Is that really what he wants?
And look, please, do your work. We all want that. But make the right noises as well about the improving health, Soviet diagnosis being superior. Stuff like that.
I'm a scientist.
Don't make yourself into anyone's enemy, Yuri Andreevich. This is the world. And Soviet heroes get access to the food warehouse.
There's another wave of arrests and disappearances. More bodies dumped in the river. You walk past them on your way to the Uriatin Health Committee for your second job.
There are factionalist counter-revolutionary elements at work within the hospital. Stealing drugs, upsetting procedures, releasing germs.
We need to establish a committee of medico-ethical correctness. Find those who are determined to undermine revolutionary medicine.
Would you chair that, Zhivago?
I'm not sure I'm the best...
Do you not agree with the Commissar's proposal?
I was asked to pursue my research project, and...
Your third job is at the former School of Gynaecology, now the Rosa Luxemburg Institute. Here you teach general pathology.
Today I wish to continue my lectures on evolutionary mimicry. For those of you who missed the first part, this concerns the ability of organisms to adapt to the colour, for instance, of its environment. I believe this throws an astonishing light...
Forgive me for interrupting, comrade.
Comrade?
As delegate to the Student Soviet, I feel it is my duty to express our concerns regarding this subject.
I'm sorry?
This mimesis all seems a matter of intuition. Mysticism!
Hardly. It is quite possible to
see
that...
Seems to me this smacks of Goethe's nature philosophy. nothing to do with science.
I believe my diagnostic skills are highly valued by this hospital, and part of that
involves idealism, mysticism.
We don't want this.
Mimesis is highly important for revealing the concordance between the exterior and interior worlds. I think you'll find that Schelling is as far from my theory as you can get.
Bolshevik science. We don't need you.
If you will allow us the genetic.
But you can always rely on Lara. Lara at home, cooking or washing, dishevelled, her sleeves rolled and her skirts tucked up, more beautiful, more regal than if she was on her way to a ball in low-cut taffeta and diamonds, face flushed, hair across her eyes.
Yuri, look who's come to visit us.
Sorry?
Comrade Antipov, Pasha's my father-in-law.
You're the doctor. Heard about you.
Good things, I hope.
There are concerns.
Is there news of Pasha?
Are you really asking me?
Comrade Antipov is a member of the District Revolutionary Tribunal.
Much to do in Yuryatin?
I'm surprised, but yes. Constant counter-revolutionary activity threatening us all.
Will you join us for some tea? We have a little...
Too much to do. Just wanted to... bring you this. Turned up in the office. Recognised the doctor's name. Thought I might deliver it in person. We're clamping down on counter-revolutionary activity against the mail services. Delays have been inevitable.
Yes, yes.
It's probably been opened as well. Trying to trace you.
Of course.
I won't detain you any further, then.
Thank you. Thank you so much, comrade.
Keep up the good work, comrade doctor.
And you?
Long live the revolution.
Long live the revolution. He hates me. He loathes me. He didn't even ask about Katenka, his own granddaughter. Didn't even... Do you realise that, Yuri? We've got to get away from here. He'd happily arrest me. He'd destroy me. He'd destroy Pasha. All in the name of his revolutionary law. He didn't even ask about Katenka. Doesn't that say it all?
Marcia is 17 months old today and already saying
Yuri?
A few words.
You all right?
We talk to her every day about you.
Where's it from?
But now we have to leave Moscow. Along with some other professors and former Social Revolutionary Party members, we are being deported from Russia. It could have been worse. Uncle Kolya is being deported too. We're lucky. I know you are there somewhere. If Larissa Fyodorovna finds you, she will give you this. Maybe our exit permit will be extended to you when you get back to Moscow. Maybe by then things will be kinder and you'll be allowed to join us wherever we are. I do believe in the possibility of happiness. No, I don't. I wish you realised how much I love you. We are probably going to Paris. Our children will grow up French. I'm not blaming you for anything. Larissa Fyodorovna is a really good person, but she is the opposite of me. I want to make things simple. She wants to complicate everything. I wish I could do that for you. Standing over me now, waiting for the letter. We've packed everything. Yuri. Yuri, what's happening to us? Do you realise we'll never see each other ever again? There. I've written it. Never see each other again. Do you understand? Do you? Well, they're standing there like executioners waiting for this. It's... Yuri. I love you.
Yuri? Yuri? Yuri?
I have to go to Moscow.
There aren't any trains. You can't get a permit.
Someone was telling me that they're not so strict now. If your papers aren't right, they don't mind. They've got bored of killing people.
It's too dangerous. dangerous.
If I can get to Moscow...
I can't stay here alone.
So come with me. All three of us.
No.
We'll all go to Moscow.
I have to stay here, near Pasha. I have to be near if he needs me. The letter is from Tonya.
They've gone.
Where?
Here. Months ago. I'm being stupid. My son, my daughter, they've gone.
Yuri. Poor Yuri.
Even if we got to Moscow, they would have gone long ago. What's he come back for?
Maybe he realised he ought to address a few words to his granddaughter.
Going to invite me in?
Viktor Ipolitovich.
Ah, Doctor. Marvellous to meet you again. Viktor Komarovsky. Should we pretend to be old friends? I was a great friend of your father's, you know. In fact, he died in my arms. May I come in?
In episode 5 of Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak, dramatised by Jonathan Myerson, Yuri Zhivago was played by Tom Goodman Hill, Lara by Eve Best, and the narrator was Ian McDermott. Tonya was Claire Corbett, Pamphile Malcolm Story, Liberi Daryl De Silva, Sivablui John Lloyd Fillingham, Angela Anthony Glennon, Zakhar Sean Prendergast, Tarenti Lloyd Thomas, Komarovsky Henry Goodman, and Kubarika Catherine Hunter. Other parts were played by Greg Sulkin, Katie Kavner, Peter Marinka, Anna Bengo, John Dougal, Joanna Tintsey, Simon Treves, Sam Pamphilon, Alex Lanipekan, Ben Onwukwe, Jordan Clark, and May Rudin. The poem was translated by Jonathan Myerson. Dr. Zhivago was produced by Jonquil Panting and directed by Alison Hindle.